Abdul Rahman Edward Karoma was supposed to be in New York last week. The disability rights advocate was looking forward to talking about how disabled people are especially vulnerable to climate change at a United Nations conference, but he ran into an unexpected problem. He's from Sierra Leone, one of the countries on President Trump's travel restriction list.
It's quite painful and it's quite disappointing, and I hope the U.S. government will really reconsider its stance and position, because the world is a global village. We all need each other one way or the other.
As NPR's Jonathan Lambert explains, Trump's ban will have a chilling effect on global health specialists like Karoma and could isolate the U.S. as well.
The disappointment felt by Karoma is shared by many others. The Trump administration has banned or restricted people from 19 countries from traveling to the U.S., citing security threats and concerns about visitors overstaying their visas. Yemen is on that list, too. That's a blow to one cancer researcher from the country who asked not to be named for fear of losing her job.
Not all people are bad. Those who are good, that can contribute to international community work, they can contribute in the scientific community. Having such, absolute restriction for all people, I think it is not wise.
She was supposed to come to California for a conference on cancer management this fall. She says not being able to attend will ultimately harm her work.
We need to have such participation. We need to have such contact.
And the impact isn't just on experts who live abroad. The United States will suffer consequences too, says Johns Hopkins University epidemiologist Judd Walson. International collaboration is crucial to global health research, he says, especially when it comes to tracking emerging health threats.
Our inability to engage with partners from those places and really who can serve as eyes and ears on the ground to identify any potential threats, disease or otherwise, and then help us coordinate response just hampers our ability to have a meaningful coordinated response and ultimately will harm us.
In a statement to NPR, the State Department said that individuals can apply for exemptions, but that they'd be rare. And 36 more countries, mostly in Africa, could be added to the list, according to a State Department memo reviewed by NPR. If that happens, Walson says the U.S. will become even more isolated from the global health community. Jonathan Lambert, NPR News.